My name is Aaron Dunlop. I have the title here with regard to the Bible College as the academic coordinator. We came in March time with my family, my wife and five children. When FAME started over 20 years ago now, my father started it, and that initial thrust was through the means of medical aid in the Skokie area. And then that developed into an orphanage, 2006, or around that time. But throughout that period of time, there was working with the local churches, helping the local churches, in fact, as far back as 2000, 2001 perhaps. The Evangelical Ministries of Ukambani was established to help local churches. And that has been a good base to start with. But my burden is to emphasize the word, to build on that and to develop that what has already begun here with an emphasis on the word. I've come here to help the local churches and to help our brother Titus Nzoka set up the Bible College.
My name is Titus Nzoka, the principal of FAME Reformed Theological College. The college is located in Mwingi East, which is the eastern part of Kenya, located in a remote area of this region. I was called to serve the Lord in the year 1984, and then I responded to this call. I went, first of all, to Mwingi Bible School, where I was trained for 3 years. After that, I went to Faith College of the Bible in Nairobi, where I was trained for 4 years. After graduation, I went to study at Whitfield College of the Bible in Northern Ireland for 2 years. After that, I came back to Kenya. I served the Lord for about 10 years. Then I went to further my studies in Singapore, Far Eastern Bible College. After I obtained my Master of Divinity degree, then I came back and I've been engaged in teaching the Word of God and also pastoring.
It is striking to know and to understand that the theology that we enjoy in Europe and in North America was born out of North Africa. The doctrine of the Trinity was thrashed out by North African theologians. The universities as we know them in Europe began, and libraries as we know them began in the North African church. Unfortunately, the Muslim crusades in the 7th century demolished the North African church because the North African church wasn't strong enough to withstand the Muslim crusades. So we need to bring back to Africa and help the African church own their own Christianity and develop themselves. I'm not here as a crutch to them. I'm not here to do their work. I'm here as a resource to help them do what they need to do as a church, to own their own Christian heritage, to develop it themselves, and to strengthen the church. And that's my burden, is to help the African church be what it can be with the pastors here in Africa.
My hope and vision for this college is to have all the pastors, whoever is standing before the people to teach them the Word of God, it must be trained. So our emphasis is to encourage all those who are dealing with the Word of God to come and be trained. And not only in this area, but we are also open to all those who come from far, so that they may come and be taught the Word of God, be prepared for the ministry, because this is very necessary. So we need prayers that this vision may come true.
Yeah, it was really amazing. I've never been out of the country before, so it was an eye-opening experience. It was really encouraging to see other believers in a different culture, like worshiping God. You know, it's been a trying time with things going on back home, but I've also been able to grow because there hasn't been as much distraction and stuff. So you can see so many stars at night. It's like, you know, going back a couple hundred years and living the way they did. But it's been a really fun experience, and I'm really thankful for it.
I think what has touched me the most is the smiles on the kids' faces, just our presence being there and just getting to spend time with them. You could tell that it meant so much to them. I couldn't even walk around the compound with at least 8 or 9 kids trying to hold my hand, and they're just physically trying to be near me at all times. It really brought to light to me how little one can have and still be content. It was really incredible for me.
coming here to Africa has just been an incredible experience. Seeing the ministry that they've built here over the years, God's doing great things. The staff are all amazing. The kids are awesome. They're so full of joy. I'm thankful to the Lord. He's doing great things here.
Honestly, the tough simplicity of life here is striking in comparison to what we have. You do see them fight or, you know, have their moments, but how little the people over here have, and yet how much joy they have, it impacted me and made me more joyful.
It's been amazing to see just the happiness of the kids in general, even in what we would consider such a disadvantaged position. I mean, a lot of these kids have no parents or guardians. That's probably what's hit me the hardest here. One of the coolest moments was a home visit, or pastoral visit in Kenya. And we roll up and there's goats running around and there's a couple mud huts with some thatch roof, and we talk and we pray and always have to have a translator with us. But it's been really good just to see the work here and see what they've done and seeing what great things the Lord has done.
The thing that impressed me the most while I've been here is definitely the kids. They're so happy even though they have so little. It shows so much love towards the visitors and towards each other that it's really incredible. I love being here. Being disconnected is really great for a whole week. The scenery is amazing, just seeing God's creation, how big it is. But the biggest thing for me was definitely the kids and how much I love them.
So for me, probably the biggest thing that I've learned is it's very easy to come on a trip like this and have the mentality that you're here to minister to the people, that you're here to give them something, to do something for them. And I think for me, the biggest thing that I've taken away is that really they're just such a huge blessing in ministry to me. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed spending time with the kids. It's just been phenomenal. Seeing their joy and their happiness when they have almost nothing has been so cool, because it's easy to get selfish. And I think just the atmosphere has been phenomenal to see the Lord's creation. It really makes you feel small. To sit at the top of that mountain and to look out and to see the plains of Kenya has been huge. Even just to sit up at night and to see the stars and see the Milky Way has really given me a sense of perspective to realize just how tiny I am and how big God is.